This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. As we saw in our last visit, Paul took his mission seriously. He warned everyone he encountered to turn from sin to God and accept his offer of grace, a new and abundant life with an eternal inheritance. Knowing he personally could not reach each and every person, he appointed elders in churches and enlisted fellow servants to join him in this great task. Having taught them while he was in the city of Ephesus, he now delegated the task of building up the church and taking the gospel of God's grace to the region around them. He never anticipated seeing them again. It's not clear if at this time he left Timothy at Ephesus to help in this task, but at some point Timothy was left there based on the opening verses of 1 Timothy. Some historians believe Paul was released from Roman imprisonment and that he revisited Ephesus before he again was imprisoned in Rome. Thus, whatever he was unable to accomplish, he left to others whom he had trained to carry on the work. His well-known admonishment to Timothy captures this dynamic of his mission. "The things you have heard me say in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to reliable men, who will also be qualified to teach others." 2 Timothy 2:2. In other words, he took responsibility to equip others and then delegate completing the task to them. They, in turn, were to do the same. This is plan A for completing the task Jesus gave his disciples in the Great Commission. There is no plan B. Are you an active participant in implementing plan A?